the rest of the story. George is a professional critic, reviews music, drama books, and art for a number of newspapers. He's also perhaps the world's leading proponent of vegetarianism. George says eating meat is unhealthy. He blames the slaughterhouse syndrome, a terrified animal smelling blood, seeing other animals killed, releases toxic chemicals, he says, into its own system, which humans later ingest. George says that eating meat is immoral. He calls flesh-eating cannibalism, minus the main course. He calls flesh-eaters living graves for murdered animals. George says eating meat is uneconomical. Observes that on any given acreage, a farmer can produce more food by growing it than by raising animals on it. Raising animals for food is demeaning both to the livestock and to the farmer, says George, describing the latter role as that of valet to a cow. And what does eating animals teach children, George asks. It makes them callous to butchery and bloodshed. Vegetarianism, on the other hand, he says, can transform one's life to the better. Why else, George points out, did so many saints and sages eat only vegetables? Vegetarianism, George insists, gives one energy, enhances the quality of living. But there is one considerable obstacle to the widespread acceptance of a vegetables-only diet. He has decided it's cheaper than eating meat. How is that an obstacle? Well, George has it figured out that most folks associate meat-eating with wealth. A steak is something rich people eat and so on. So, what every major city everywhere needs, he concludes, is an expensive vegetarian restaurant. So expensive that only the wealthiest can afford to eat there regularly. Then people of moderate means can treat themselves perhaps once a year. Many of George's conclusions on the subject of vegetarianism are being confirmed and reconfirmed every day these days. Animal products are not as nourishing as we once thought, may even be harmful to our health, slaughterhouse adrenaline, of course, but also animal fat and livestock antibiotics. And growing food is more economical than raising animals to eat. In fact, someday, as land becomes increasingly scarce, George's solution may be our only option. As to his list of the advantages of vegetarianism, George might have added longevity because he, activist in the vanguard of the vegetarian movement for 7 decades, will live 94 lively years before dying November 2 of 1950. You see, George, the newspaper drama critic, eventually became so disheartened by the poor quality of plays that he was forced to criticize that he began writing plays himself. Had he not, you would doubtless have remembered him for the high-profile vegetarian advocacy on which he embarked more than a century ago. But as it turned out, the world reveres an even higher profile, a Nobel Prize-winning playwright, considered during his last 30 years to have been England's greatest living literateur, the author of Pygmalion and the author of St. Joan, the author of Caesar and Cleopatra, and so many masterpieces more. Oh, yes, you know him. You know the passionate vegetarian George Bernard Shaw. Only now, you know the rest of the story.